Welcome to our service on this Palm Sunday. Of all the Sundays in the year, this has sometimes been the one where we might have held part of the service outside. That's not possible this year, so we'll have to use our imaginations. As Shakespeare might have said, "Think, when we talk of donkeys, that you see them printing their proud hoofs to the receiving earth." Our first hymn is "Ride On, Ride On in Majesty."
Ride on in majesty, in lordly pomp, ride on to die. O Christ, thy triumphs now begin, o'er captive death and conquered sin. Am line, Vrenhin, all Christ, Arangiloch, sin, Sachlin, Drist. Er nefydd mewn rhyfedd o'l mor, fe deith a dang heol o'r. Ymlaen o fab y dyn difro, mae'r olaf fyrnig ffrwyd i'r draw. Y tad o uchder gorsedd nef sy'n disgwyl enna'n eniog ef. Raid on in majesty, thy last and fiercest strife is nigh. Bow thy meek head to mortal pain, then take, O Christ, thy power and reign.
We're not really certain whether Christ entered Jerusalem on a Sunday. What we do know is that he had set his face towards Friday, towards the great Passover festival, and his sacrifice for our forgiveness.
Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us and set us free from sin. Strengthen us in goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Today's Gospel reading is from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. When they were approaching Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples ahead and said to them,
"Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'"
They went away and found a colt near a door, outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed him to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it.
Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting,
Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I shared with you last week some thoughts arising from the Ponte Sant'Angelo in Rome. I sang in Rome 5 or 6 times with the New English Orchestra, and they were times of extraordinary blessing. The NEO was a very directly Christian music ministry. We'd sung successfully in other places, both in Britain and abroad, but the response of the audiences in Rome was quite different. From the first, they were profoundly moved and deeply appreciative. I came to think that the difference was that they were a pilgrim audience. Mostly Roman Catholics, of course. They had come to the home and heartland of their faith, and they'd come longing for spiritual blessing there. Often, I suspect, they'd not found it. It's all too possible in Rome, above all places, to wander from one great, rich religious building to another, to look at the wonderful architecture and the fantastic sculpture, and yet somehow to remain spiritually untouched, to go away with the same spiritual thirst that you came with. Then these pilgrims would come into one of our daytime recreatios, as we called them. And there it was. This was something they would remember. This was a taste of the living water. The Christian church was born in the interval between two great pilgrim festivals of the Jews. Between the Passover and 50 days later, the even greater pilgrim festival of Pentecost. On Palm Sunday, the festival of Passover is approaching, and the pilgrim crowd throngs the road to Jerusalem. The holy city is the home and heartland of their faith, and they have come longing for spiritual blessing. Through the crowd, a donkey carries the new teacher everyone is talking about, the successor to John the Baptist, the one to whom thousands have flocked by the lakeside and on the hills, who teaches with a new voice, not like the scribes and Pharisees, but with authority, and who has the common touch. The Amharets, the ordinary people of the land, hear him gladly. Some of the pilgrims have come hoping to hear him. Even some Greeks who have travelled hundreds of miles to Jerusalem approach the apostles Philip and Andrew and say, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And here he comes. "Hosanna," they cry. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It has become traditional to sneer at this welcome. Are these the same people who in a few short days will be shouting, "Crucify him," forcing Pilate's hand? Surely their welcome was just superficial excitement, a passing thrill, with no real meaning or significance. This is holiday faith. It'll not change anything when they go home. Maybe. Or maybe, like you and me, they were just confused sometimes. Last week, we looked at George Herbert's poem, Prayer. There is a phrase from it that has stayed with me this week. Prayer, Herbert says, is the heart in pilgrimage. A pilgrimage, a journey to a special place of our faith, is a kind of sacrament. It is the physical expression of a spiritual longing, a pilgrimage of the heart in search of heaven. Somehow, deep within our hearts, we know that there is more to life than can be experienced in the humdrum here and now. In all those times when we can't make any sense of it all, times like right now, the longing in our hearts for meaning is not diminished, but somehow increases. Pilgrimage, like prayer, is the response of faith to that longing. In the Celtic Christian tradition, in which Wales played so large a part, the idea of pilgrimage was fundamental. Our own cathedral city of St. David's was, and to some extent still is, a shrine to which pilgrims go. You can find ancient stories of Celtic Christians washed up on the shore in their coracles who had no idea where they were actually going. They just knew that they wanted to be on pilgrimage. And that, it seems to me, is completely authentic. There's nothing wrong with it. Sometimes, in all of us, this longing of the heart is uncertain, inchoate, confused. But it is not shallow. Our hosannas may be as much a cry of longing as a cry of faith. But the Lord hears them, as he heard them that first Palm Sunday, and they gladden his heart as the donkey plods quietly on.
There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God. For justice, for freedom, for mercy, hear our prayer. In sorrow, in grief, be near, hear our prayer, O God. There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God. For wisdom, for courage, for comfort, hear our prayer. In weakness, in fear, be near, hear our prayer, O God. There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God. Lord, save us, take pity, light in our darkness. We call you, we wait, be near, hear our prayer, O God. There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God.
As our Saviour Christ has taught us, and in the language of our choice, we are bold to say, En tad yr hynnaid yn y nefoedd, sancte ddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwnele dy wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddeo
hefyd. Dyr o'n
i heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol,
y myddai
ni
ein
dyledio, yn y myddai o'n i nai ein dyledwyr,
nac awen
ni y brofedigaeth,
sy'n chwared
ni rhag drwg,
a'i seud o
ti o'r dernas a'r nerth o'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen.
We come now to our time of intercession. On this Palm Sunday, just as Christ entered into Jerusalem, let him enter our lives. Let the King of Glory come in, that he may rule in our hearts, and that we may offer our love and our lives to him. Through the same Christ our Lord, who offered his life for us, and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Of course, today our thoughts and prayers are with all those whose lives have been affected by the coronavirus. We have been advised not to mention anyone by name, but there will be an opportunity for you to pray for those close to you. Lord, we ask your blessing on all those who are infected with COVID-19. For those who have mild symptoms, are recovering in isolation at home, and for those who are more gravely ill and who are being cared for in hospital or in intensive care. We ask your blessing on the families who cannot be with their loved ones at this time, and with their loved ones who face an uncertain future apart from their family. In a moment of quiet, please name anyone known to you who is in need of our prayers today. We pray that they may all feel your loving touch and know your comfort and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask your blessing on all the doctors, nurses and healthcare professionals who are working long hours to provide the care for an increasing number of infected patients and who are at great risk of contracting the virus themselves. We thank you for their courage and dedication at this time of need. Protect them, Lord, and keep them safe. We also ask your blessing on the research doctors and scientists who are working to develop better and quicker diagnostic testing and eventually a vaccine to prevent further spread of the disease. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the leaders responsible for making decisions that affect the lives and futures of our families, our communities, our countries, and the wider world. We pray that they will listen to the advice of the experts and will communicate clearly, truthfully, and calmly with each other and with the public, and that their messages will be heard and heeded. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With schools and businesses closed, we pray for families adjusting to new ways of life. We ask your blessing on exhausted parents as they balance the needs of their children with their own work, often combined with the added stress of an uncertain financial future. Give them the patience to encourage and reassure their children, and bring them comfort and peace, reminding them that you are there for them and will provide for them in their times of need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Lord, we ask your blessing on our friends and neighbours from all our six churches who take the time to call and relieve the loneliness of many in this time of isolation. Bless the good neighbours, Lord, who call to check that all is well with those unable to get out, and whose gentle act of service brings a ray of light into a day that would otherwise be cheerless. Bless them and all who likewise give of their time for others in following your good example, that this might become a better and a more caring world in which to live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Valiant against all disaster, let him in constancy follow the master. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. Whoso beset him round with dismal stories do but themselves confound his strength amoris. No foe shall stay might, though he with giants fight, he will make good his right to be a pilgrim. Since, Lord, thou dost defend us with thy spirit, we know we at the end shall life inherit. Then fancies fear away, I'll fear not what men say, I'll labor night and day to be a pilgrim.
So how are you getting on with this self-isolation business? In each of these services, we're trying to include a surprise item, just designed to cheer us all up. We have at least had good weather, haven't we? Which means at least it's finally been dry enough to cut the grass in the vicarage garden. The only problem is, what am I going to do with the clippings? I've filled all our garden dustbins, and I can't take them to the tip, which is closed. You need a compost bin, Sue Burrows said to me. Here's a helpful suggestion from the poet Les Barker. I'd never had a garden, so I smiled all summer, watched it grow. Flowers came and flowers went, with gifts of colour, shape and scent. And as I watched the seasons turn, I knew I had a lot to learn. One thought in my young head was placed: one must not waste one's garden waste. And so I bought a compost bin and put my garden waste therein, in hopes in time it would decay. And so it proved. One fine spring day, I spread it on my garden so the mulch would help my garden grow. And so it proved, for very soon I found I had to cut and prune. I cut and pruned and hacked and mowed. It seemed I had more than I'd sowed. Still June, it seems impossible. My compost bin's already full. I bought a second compost bin and put my garden waste therein,
in hopes in time it would decay, and so it proved one autumn day. I spread them on my garden, those two binfuls, how my garden grows. And grow it did, for very soon I found I had to cut and prune. The garden waste that I had used made richer soil, which thus produced more garden waste. What can I do? I filled one bin, I filled up two. I bought a third compost bin and put my garden waste therein, in hopes in time it would decay. And so it did, one April day. Bed and lawn I mulched them both, and watched in fear for signs of growth. And grow it did, for very soon I found I had to cut and prune, and hack, and trim, and mow, and chop another ruddy bumper crop. A vintage year for garden waste, and soon the problem must be faced. I make a start. I fill bins one and two and three. The work goes on, for I have cut and gathered in enough to fill another bin. I went and bought bin number four, but I'll not do this any more. I go out every evening late. I sneak out through my garden gate. I lay my treasure down instead on someone else's flower bed. And having thus enriched their loam, I steal their slugs and take them home. I see their gardens, how they grow. I look at mine, and does it? No. I watch them toil, I watch them weep. I close my eyes and go to sleep. And now may the love of Christ go with you wherever he may send you.
May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm.
May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you.
May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Amen.